Hello there, and welcome to episode 60 of Greg Crew Maybe Watch Again, the unofficial watch-along podcast for the CW sci-fi The 100. We just watched the fifth episode of season 5, Shifting Sands. This episode originally aired on the 22nd of May 2018 and was watched by 0.94 million viewers. We've gone under a million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not so good.
No, it's been we've been just above it for a while. We have dipped before, but we're dipping again.
That's, yeah,
people be getting done. People be done with this show now.
It's so done. It's so last millennia.
It's so 2014.
Is that, oh yeah, 2014, wow. That's just so long ago.
It is indeed. But in this episode, Octavia leads her people towards Shallow Valley against the advice of Clark and Bellamy. Meanwhile, Kane and Abby adjust to a new set of challenges.
Yeah, I mean, kind of misses out the Raven Murphy stuff, but for the most part, it's pretty on that's decent enough, I guess. Yeah. I mean, this was a... It was a pretty good episode. I thought I liked it. Yeah, overall, you know, I thought it was good. Did you feel like it was good? I mean, I know before you were saying it feels like nothing's much has like actually happened, sort of in the last.
No, it's not that nothing's happened. It's that everything has happened.
Oh, okay, right.
Now sorry. I don't remember what goes on for the rest of this season.
Yeah, right.
But no, I liked it. It's like I said, like as soon as I start watching it, it all starts coming back. So
yeah, it all floods back to you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I loved what we got from Octavia. I thought it was really good, like her story. I liked that she was sort of butting heads a bit with Bellamy and was like, there's no, she was trying to show like no love because she was like, if you don't love, then it's like no one can hurt you. It's like an interesting mentality to have when you're leading people, but it's like it clearly gets the job done. You know, I feel like she's, you know, it's a harsh world to live in, but it's I guess an effective one.
Yes.
Without any love in it. But because essentially they are trying to, you know, get to this green patch, this, you know, one last livable area that, you know, they need to get to. And they get stuck in the desert and, I didn't enjoy the gruesome bloodiness of it.
the sort of, I guess, tribute to Alien.
Mm. It felt very out of nowhere to me. It was like, we haven't seen, like, alien-ish, like, wildlife, like, in this show in a while. Not since, I think, the monsters in the deep of the sea when they were going to the island.
Yes, but there has been another apocalypse since then.
There has, yeah, there has. So, I mean, it makes sense that newer things are being made.
Radioactive creatures exist.
Yeah. And these are fucked, you know. Yeah. I mean, like, Alien was, like, one thing coming out. This was, like, his stomach open and there was just a pool of eels. So I could only, like, kind of explain it.
They were worms.
Like, wormish, like, eel, like, worm.
They things, were yeah. just worms. There was just a lot of them.
Like, yeah, but it was like the fact that his like stomach open and it was just a belly full of them. It was just like, ugh. Like, yeah. I almost think this was... I've seen Aliens. I've seen the original Aliens. I've seen, like, Ingress Predator. I had some nightmares from the facehuggers. I used to get really, like, fucking freaked out by that shit. Like, anything like that is freaky to me. But this was like, yeah, it reminded me of why some of the stuff in the show does get to me, like the blood and stuff sometimes. It was like, ugh.
Yeah. And that was just the start.
Mm. Yeah. How did you feel about sort of Octavia's orders in this episode of her like being like, we're not retreating, we're not going back, like we're just pushing through and like ordering her people to shelter her in the storm, like.
Well, she didn't order them to do that. They just did that.
They did that, yeah. But, like, she ordered the go-ahead of keep going. Like, she, you know, they could have, like, retreated a while ago, but she was like, no. But then, yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with her decisions. Like, if I was her, I wouldn't be making the same decisions. But I'm not going to also sit here and say she's wrong, because she was very clearly right, and she's very clearly been doing something right in the way she leads for them to be as loyal as they are to her.
Yeah, definitely. And they are very loyal, like, because Bellamy just gets in her face a little bit in this episode, and they just, like, turn guns, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, like...
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are anymore. Like, there is no pass for being able to say whatever the fuck you want.
No.
Or, as Bellamy would say, whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, at the end, when Dioza says to Kane, do you think a bunch of murderers and thieves would protect me in a storm, in a sandstorm? Yeah. No, they wouldn't. So,
no.
And I mean, we said last episode about how similar their styles of leading were.
Yeah.
Yet Octavia, everyone would do anything for. Like, 11 people died protecting her that night.
Yeah. And it's great. And I think Diaz is really taken up on the fact that she is a threat worth considering a threat, sort of, because initially Kane comes to her and says, like, I can tell you all about her and, like, her, you know, style of, like, fighting and her people and stuff, but she's like, no, I don't need that, I've got missiles, and the missiles don't work.
They work, they just put them in the wrong place.
Well, yeah, they don't do their intended job.
Yeah I think it's just Dioza being Dioza again, where she's being strategic. She's now not thinking about fighting with the people, with the grounders. She's thinking of letting them in.
Yeah. Well, because there's a use to them for her, isn't there? I mean, it's like Kane was saying, they're farmers, they're doctors, they're engineers. They, you know, like, a bunch of murderers are great when you need to start a fight or intimidate someone or interrogate someone or something, but... If you want to survive, like, and you want to know what to do, most of these guys are not going to be too helpful, I don't think, in that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, also, if you can get Octavia on side, the way people listen to her, imagine how people would listen to her and Dioza.
Well, it would be, it would be a done deal. You know, those two combined, it would be like a force to be reckoned with, you know. I mean, and it goes to show you as well, like, Dioza's people being incompetent, because she was gone for like 2 days and she comes back and they're all hitless to heavy rock metal and they're just fucking around lifting weights. Like, they're not proactively doing anything really useful.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one of them's a fucking cannibal, apparently, that we find out.
I think he's just a psychopathic murderer who probably bit someone, or...
I think he's nibbled a finger. I think he's had a little...
I think he's more than just a cannibal.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a psychopath.
Yeah,
not that cannibals aren't psychopaths, but
he's more than a cannibal.
He's the next level, depth. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a psychopath.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I was a bit like, who is this guy with these glasses and, like, this, like, thing around his neck? Like, I was just like, creepy vibes a little bit. And
yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely going to come up again, I think. But, yeah, we get to find out that I was a little bit right in my prediction of why they needed the doctor and what this illness they were trying to cure was, and it was born from the mining that they were set to do.
Yes.
And it's sort of like it's kind of cancerous, sort of. Maybe.
No, it's pulmonary tumor something, which is basically tumors on the lungs, but they don't know whether it's cancer. Well, Abby said she didn't know whether it's cancerous, but then Dioza brought up the point that it can't be cancerous because so many people were showing the same symptoms.
Yeah.
It's almost like contagious or something.
Yeah, but they apparently had the last doctor they had looking on it, they ended up cutting his throat because he can...
Yeah, McCreary slit his throat because he couldn't do it.
Yeah, and then McCreary turns up at the end of this one and is like, fix me. And it's like, oh. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like we saw some vulnerabilities with McCreary today.
Oh, right. Whereabouts?
They were very small little ones. It's like when we first saw him at the start torturing Raven.
Hmm. And, which fucked up, by the way, again, that we're talking to Raven.
Well, we have to do it every season. It would not be a full season of The 100 if we didn't torture Raven.
Yeah.
But
it could have easily have been... we could have seen Murphy being tortured, but it had to be Raven.
It had to be, because she's a smart one.
Yeah.
Just proving Murphy's uselessness even more. What was I saying?
McQuarrie's
Vulnerabilities.
Vulnerabilities.
When it was when he was torturing Raven and he like proper went for her. And then I think the other guy called him off. And there was just like a little look in his face, sort of like almost like he didn't want to be doing this, but he's got to do it. Like he's got to keep up appearances.
Yeah.
And then he'd started doing all the water and threatening to electrocute her shit just to put it back on. But there was just like split second like that. And then when he was with Abby and he could have easily just slit her throat there. And then after she says, like, I'm not going to help you if you hurt Kane. But he didn't. He was like, just like, okay, where do we start? Like,
yeah.
Help.
He's not all bad, I guess, or he has some like vulnerable qualities about him, I guess. Yeah.
Well, there's got to be something good about him because Dioza apparently slept with him at some point.
That was a good bit. I liked that.
You did like that bit. You got so excited. You were so hyped.
I just like the the tea, the ins and outs, the drama. You know, I like to get
like the goss. Down,
the goss, you know. What's popping in the place? What was it I said about kiss it? Oh man, I said something funny and I can't remember it now. I hate that.
When
they were talking about them being in, I was like, oh, they kissed Eve in the
You were like, they've like done the smoochy woochy or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
They done did get the tingly winglies together.
They done. Speaking of tingly winglies, get your hat, guys. Get the hat. It's out now.
It would have been out for months by the time this goes out. Yeah, we got to remember we are filming, recording so far in advance.
Sorry, I keep forgetting. this will be future us, not
get the hat if you're a Ko-fi member, or it might be public by now. Who knows?
All that.
Yeah.
General public, get your wallets out. we had a lot of Abby and Kane stuff in this episode, and I don't know, it was okay. I thought it was a little like, I don't know, it was a slower part of the episode, but basically we get a bit more of like Abby dealing with the pill problem and Dioza being a total fucking hard ass on her, just coming in being like,
so I'll leave you to addiction. Yeah. And then I'll just leave you to your shakes and vomit.
Yeah, it was crazy, yeah. But it seems like this is gonna roll on even longer now, and this is a big issue, and she can't stop taking these pills. And Dioza gives her the pills, like they Kane doesn't want her to have them.
Well, she's functioning on them at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Dioza needs her functioning, so...
Yeah, it's like Dioza said, like, keep her under control and it's fine. As long as she is functioning, don't worry about it.
Not overdosing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wish we could know what the pills actually are, because we just know them as pills, but we don't
really know. Painkillers, they're just painkillers.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. She done did got a painkiller addiction.
Yeah. Which, I thought
this is like where like the fucked up side of me comes out, because I understand that it's wrong, and I understand Kane is just being a concerned boyfriend.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, cool, Kane, just leave her the fuck alone. Like, she is doing okay. Like, when she's on the pills, she's functioning. Yeah. Like, it's not healthy for her, but just leave her alone. Do you know what?
I do agree. I did feel like Kane was the dithering, like, kind of, like, worry on her shoulder. Like, are you okay? Like, are you going to do it? Like, it was just like, what is he doing?
Yeah. Like, even
Dioza was just like, what are you worth? Like, why?
Yeah, well, I mean, she said your wife, like, because of the way he's acting like she is his wife, but she's not. Yeah, she's her own woman still.
Yeah, just let her do what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her own fault if anything goes wrong. You can say you tried, but don't keep pushing because you just push people away.
Yeah.
Deep.
You're getting deep on it now. Yeah.
Yeah. God's sake, Kane.
God damn it. Also, we got to see a little bit of Monty's crew back in action again.
Yeah.
Echo, our lovely lady, coming back in action as well.
Yep, doing her spy things. And Amori.
Yep. And Amori, yep. And Amori showing a little softer side.
Well, I think the softer side came first when they were in the car and he started getting Murphy started getting electrocuted, and she instantly reached out for him.
Yeah.
Oh, and touched him and got an electric shock.
Like, it had a cause of concern, which is a far cry from leave him on the ship. He should be the one who gets left behind when they were like leaving that ship.
Yeah, or even her comment when he was talking to Maddie. Maddie was saying that Clark used to tell her stories, and he was was I the handsome hero that got the girl? And then Imori's like, all the stupid, selfish one that lost her.
And, and then we find out that Octavia's her favourite, which is.
Yeah, Octavia's my favourite. That same girl, same.
Same mood. That's such a mood. he stays behind and they're tracking him with his collar, but yeah, they both stay together. I don't know what they're going to do. But, yeah.
Do you want your 100 fact of the day?
Oh, yes, please.
You know when Murphy first sees Maddie and he says, who's the Hobbit?
Yeah.
That is the first line he said when he saw the actress on set.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
So they wrote it in.
That's great. I like it. I did think it was a bit of a, like, well, that's a kind of funny, like, out of place line. Like, they didn't normally reference out of the world things like J.R.R. Tolkien stuff like that is kind of crazy.
But I also feel like a Hobbit existed before Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like a Hobbit is a thing.
It is a thing. Yeah. Especially if you like D&D stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerds
unite.
Speaking of that, well, we're on that storyline with the whole Murphy being tracked. Do you think that Raven knew
what that they could track the I think it was all part of the plan. Yeah,
so she was just acting and she was like, you lie.
Yeah. I mean, I think her plan was all according to plan, except for the fact that there was like I didn't think it was according to plan, obviously, to Murphy to have to stay behind. I think that was unexpected, because why would he go through that electrocution on himself and all that? So that obviously that stuff wasn't in the books, but I think everything else was, and it went pretty damn well. I mean, they don't suspect any foul play, and I think it was pretty on the ball. Yeah, I think it was good.
Yes
And Raven acts very well, so good actress.
Yes, GG.
We didn't get much Raven, but what we did get was good, I thought.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get more of her next episode.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of got a little bit of everyone this episode. I don't think there was no group that we didn't see at least once this episode. So it was kind of a lot, but not too much.
Yeah, we even got Harper.
Yeah. Yeah, got Harper. Yeah.
Monty.
Yeah.
Got everyone. Monty. A little bit of Monty. Yeah, a little bit of Maddie.
Yeah, a bit of Maddie, yep. Just
not that anyone wants a little bit of Maddie. We don't really care for her.
Not really, not yet anyway.
She's not developed enough as a character yet. We've not got to know her.
Yeah, not really.
Do you think she's going to be a likeable character?
I think so, yeah. Given enough time and development of a character, yeah, I could see it happening, yeah. I'm glad that they've now met up with another group so they can kind of have that group into like one story. I think that's good. Like they're with Octavia's group now, and we got to see the dramatic end cliffhanger point, which was like,
My god, all of this fucking dramatic stuff. You got worms busting out of stomachs. You've got Murphy being electrocuted. You've got Abby and a painkiller addiction. You've got Kane and Dioza building some weird friendship together, and it ends on the cliffhanger of Echo kissing Bellamy and his sister being pissed.
Yeah.
How dare you kiss her?
And like, I got to point out this amazing scene with Octavia and Bellamy at the end, where Octavia kind of looks like she's letting those walls down, and then sort of like puts them right back up, and is like, "If you cross my crew again, you know, it's one crew or you're the enemy."
Yeah, basically. Which I thought was so good. And you know what I loved about this? It really showed who matters to Octavia, like deep, deep down.
Yeah.
Because this whole episode, she was like, no, one crew don't retreat. We never retreat. We're going forward. Yet at the end, she called the retreat.
Yeah.
Because Indra was hurt.
Yeah.
And poor Indra, yeah, stood there taking glass in the back during that sandstorm to protect her. But this whole episode was, like we said earlier, Octavia being like, love is weakness, blah, blah, blah. Been listening to the same shit Lexi used to listen to.
It was Gaia's teachings.
Apparently. Well, it's the Flame Keepers. Yeah. That is what they learn.
Yeah.
But also, I think Octavia's learned that enough. Everyone she loves dies or disappoints her. Yeah. So, but then Indra said, I love you. Does that make me weak?
No, my heart.
And Octavia's like, no, I would never say that to you. And I love that, because not only does it show a lot about Octavia and who she like cares about, but also how respectful she is that Indra taught her everything she knows. Indra is her elder, like her superior. Even though she is the leader of one crew, she wouldn't be there without Indra.
Yeah, and there's a lot of respect for her in that.
Yeah.
It was good. It was maybe one of my favourite standout scenes of the episode was that moment.
Yeah,
just so powerful. So good.
I love it.
I love it.
It's just another reason to love Indra.
Yeah. Should we talk about Clark?
Oh yeah, she was in this episode. Should we talk about the lead character of this show?
Yeah, a little bit. What did you think of her?
She made me laugh once when I can't remember what they were. Oh, when a fucking woman, after the worms exploded, but obviously only one worm went into him, but loads of worms came out, and she was like, oh, they must be laying eggs by the dozen, and she's like, yes, thank you.
Yeah, that woman was so annoying.
Well, how is she still alive? Because she's the one that tried to keep all the grounders out when Jahar took the bunker. She is that evil lady that took everyone hostage.
Oh my god.
And was going to kill Abby and Kane.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, how is she still here?
Yeah, can we kill her, please? I hate her. She's so annoying.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. We don't want you in this.
But, she's annoying. Clark. I didn't really have many thoughts on her this episode, to be honest.
She was just the health person. She was just like, I'm going to help everyone and, yeah.
She was just there, and I still don't like her from season four.
Mm. She's not done much to be very likable so far. I mean, there was that weird scene with her and Bellamy, and how he was like, oh, it must have been hard to survive alone. It's like, well, she wasn't alone, and you know she wasn't alone.
Yeah, like, you've met Maddie.
Why did you say that? She was like, I wasn't alone. It's like, yeah, you wasn't. It was a weird conversation that I didn't feel like we needed to even be in the episode. It was just like,
okay. Yeah. What did you think of Clark's look when she saw Echo and Bellamy at the end? Because it done a little out of focus Bellamy and Echo kissing, and then it went to Clark's face, and then obviously it ended on Octavia's.
I don't know. I was just looking at Octavia. I wasn't really looking at Clark, so I can't really say.
Unbelievable.
Clark is just...
I don't know. Octavia wasn't on the screen at the time.
I know. I guess I did see it, but like I didn't. It didn't make any noteworthy like point in my mind, like what her face was like.
You don't think it's a Belloc thing?
No. I think if Belloc was going to be a thing, it would have at least subtly been started up in a bit, in a way, like at some point soon. Now, like I don't know. They can't do it. They cannot start another fucking Belloc story. They already tried doing it in...
But they didn't. They haven't tried.
Well, they haven't tried, but like they've already like subtly tried to like think, make you think it's gonna be.
I got none of that. I got none of that. You cut out.
I feel like they already tried to subtly insinuate that it could happen, and now it feels like they're just being friends, and that's it.
I feel like they just never stopped making those subtle hints.
I feel like it's less romantic hints in this series, personally.
I mean, we've only seen them in two episodes together, but
yeah,
I think in season 4 and 5 so far has been the most hints we've got. I don't think there were hints in the first two seasons because we had Finn.
Yeah, true.
And then we had Lexa.
Yeah. I think ever since the whole Prime Fire thing was coming, there was episodes that I can remember where it was like, there was moments like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Season 4 and 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I just don't think it's going to happen.
That's fair enough.
I just think it's just going to be friends. And I don't know. I don't even know if Clark's going to like wind up with anyone. I don't know if they're going to even like introduce another like love interest for her at this point. Cause we had like Nyla and that, I don't know. Wait, well, actually we haven't seen Nyla in like ages. I don't even know where she is. So yeah. And then that's it. And I guess Bellamy, but like, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
You're right. Clark doesn't have any more love interests.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I've said it before. She doesn't end up with anyone. Like, there is no committed relationship.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, just seeing where we're at, I wouldn't be too surprised by that. Well, no,
More that I feel like they were writing Belloc in and then changed their minds.
Yeah.
Because they do. Like, that look was a look of... like, oh, I didn't realize you guys were together. That's what it was like, that kind of look.
Yeah. Well, I guess it kind of like helps the show out when there's like potential relationship stuff, but like they never really like act on it because it's like that's what some people might want to get out of the show is like relationship drama, tea, like will they, won't they, like, oh, these guys should be together kind of thing. Like that's what some people tune in for. So maybe like they were just trying to like keep that fire burning by like putting that subtle look in and putting this subtle conversation in and giving off those vibes to keep sort of people watching who were like are invested in Clark's love life. I don't know.
As someone that is normally invested in people's love lives in TV shows, there is nothing worse than teasing the viewer.
Yeah.
You just either have to give it to them or shut it down because there is nothing more annoying than waiting years and years for something to happen, for then nothing to happen, or for it to happen and then someone dies.
Dies, yeah.
Not that I'm still bitter about Lexa.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a sore feeling on that. Dies, like someone dies, yeah.
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 Dies.
Dies. Always.
Do you think Octavia will ever have a love interest?
Oh, no way.
Well, she's passed it.
I don't think so, because she doesn't want to love anyone. I don't know. I don't think so. There's no way. Yeah, she's passed it. She's not. She's gone so far past that. I don't think she could open her like sort of heart out again. I mean, especially after all the people she has romantically been with and lost, it's like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I can see it. I mean, poor old Lincoln, you know,
not over that.
I know. Maybe in a way she could be with someone like casually, like, you know, like kind of like Lazelle is when you are with you in Baldur's Gate, where she just doesn't want a like relationship, but she just is like, I feel your heat, like, you know, she just wants a bit of role in the head. You know?
you're gonna have to reenact a whole Lazelle sex scene right now in her voice.
Hello,
Why does she sound like Zorro?
Hello. Hello. Wait, the funny thing is I've been doing my other campaign I just started. I've been doing a like kind of hello kind of yeah, so I'm just in that. I'm just trying to yeah. Because I'm a bard, so I'm trying to be like annoying. which is funny because there's two very serious characters that I'm with, and it's interesting. Anyway, so I think that something like that could happen, maybe. Yeah,
but you didn't do your scene, but you get away with it. I just want one line in a laser voice.
I'm trying to channel her. Hang on. I felt your sweat during the fight, and I would like to see you tonight, but do not look at me when we fuck. I only want what your body is telling me.
I like how you had to do like the posture and everything, like pissness. You can't see him, but he's like proper like tensed up and like clenching his jaw as he does it. It's great. Yeah, it's
good. You know, I get into my roles, so yeah.
Can you now do a Shadowheart voice? I can't.
I don't think I can. It's
well,
that's very serious of you. What do you want? Every time you say like I want to talk about us, he always says, well, that's very serious, isn't it? I can't. I don't know. I can't really. No, I don't think I can.
No, she's very difficult.
We're totally going off track, but Will is, it's crazy how different Will's voice is to the guy who voices him. Like,
he's really common in real life.
Yeah, yeah. It's mad because, like, obviously we've watched videos with him in it and stuff, and I'm like, wow. And then I've obviously played the game with Will as a campaign character with you, and it's like, it's very different the way he talks and the way his voice in general is different. It's like.
And Karlach.
Yeah, Karlach as well. Yeah, Karlach is.
What's your favourite Karlach line? And can you do it?
By the way, I got that scene with Shadowheart when you give her a flower, and she goes,
Just kidding!
Just kidding! Yeah, I got that. I was like, oh, yeah, I got it. I finally got it.
It's my favourite line.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Favourite Karlach line?
Have you romanced Karlach yet?
No.
Then you haven't heard it.
Oh, okay.
Well, you might have done, but not in your playthrough.
I've seen the clip of her being like, I want to
ride you till you see stars. I love it.
Yeah. It was great. Can she eventually touch people? Because like that's what I've been told.
I don't know. Go and get her some infernal wine and find out.
I gotta find out. I can't really romance her because I've already slept with Blaisel and I'm already like basically romancing Shadowheart now, so because I've sort of said to Blaisel like our thing is over off. Yeah, I was like I don't want to do it anymore. Like
Shadowheart might not want to now that you've already slept with her though, because she don't like Blaisel.
Yeah, true, but she's not really, she's not said anything.
Not yet. So. Not until you try sleeping with her.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll find out.
Anyway, the 100.
Yeah. Anyway, the 100. What did you think of the whole missile plan, like to fake her out, like to sort of trick her? Because obviously, you know, it looks like he's going to shoot everyone. Well, he does shoot everyone in the camp, but like, they don't. Because he like looks like he's let Murphy go.
Oh no, he blew them. They genuinely fought. They genuinely blew up.
But like, didn't he send Murphy out to warn them of the missiles ahead of time, right? So he knew there was no one in there.
Well, he was hoping that he'd got there, but obviously they can track. Yeah, and he would have seen that Murphy didn't get there. So he's just got to hope that the other people got there in time. But, I mean, they didn't get there in time anyway. So he got very lucky.
But yeah, they just left. Yeah,
you could tell he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He hesitated as much as he could.
I think he's going to end up defunking there out of that group. I don't think he's going to stay with them.
Do you think Dioza's going to end up not with them?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. I think she's starting to doubt her own people and say, like, stuff that she was saying in this episode, and... Yeah,
I had a lot of thoughts about her this episode. I feel like I liked her before. I feel like I really liked her after this episode. Because she's quite funny. Like, she's very dry, but she's funny.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I like that conversation with Kane... I liked it.
Yeah, and I feel like we haven't really gotten a character like Dioza in this show sort of so far. Like someone like her and her sort of weird. We also learn about her neck scar, like she slit her own neck to kind of avoid being shot by the SEAL team she trained, and they shot her dad. And we don't know why they're a good. Well, I guess we do know why, because she was a.
She was terrorist, and then the SEAL team were sent after her, and her dad was hiding her, so they shot him in the head twice, like she trained them, and then she was trying to kill herself, which obviously didn't work, and she got caught. And I like that she made that then dry joke of, I should have put two bullets in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that kind of... more relaxed version of her at the end of this episode. She had hair down. She had some rum or what was it? Or tequila. And she was just relaxed. Yeah, she was chill. So.
And I liked the added, like, she had the American flag tattooed on her arm, which she had clearly burnt off.
Yeah.
Had a massive burn scar over.
That was a good touch. Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, I really like her.
Yeah, every episode we get with her, I like her more and more. So,
do you think she's going to try a flirty thing with Kane? Because he was very quick to point out, Abby's not my wife. And she was just like, oh, okay then.
I don't know. That would be interesting. That would be... A ponderous let me feast on that for a minute. I think yes, there could possibly be a romantic thing there,
and Kane might go for it if he don't want a drug addict girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, we know Dioza likes dudes because she slept with McCreary. So, you know, PPVV sex could happen between another man in this show with her. I don't know why I'm saying it like this, but yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I would support it.
Yeah.
As it stands, what we know about Dioza, I support it. Because I still don't feel like she's evil just yet.
No.
Like,
no.
They've not made her out to be the bad guy.
Well, everything that's happened has kind of accumulated to this point hasn't really been her doing. Like, her people, without her say-so, shot first and caused the sort of war that is brewing. And, it's nothing... She's not done anything completely out of pocket, like, terrible.
No, I still feel like Octavia is the bad guy.
But she's our favourite.
Yeah, she is. But also, I really want to talk about that out of place line that was very clearly originally meant for the last episode. Clark was saying to Bellamy how he's the one that got the bunker open, like he should be happy and proud, and he said, I wouldn't have thought we'd be opening Pandora's box or whatever.
Where was that last episode?
Yeah, that was a line for last episode. clearly.
They just forgot to write it in the last episode, so we're like, oh, we'll use it in the next one. So they won't know.
Forgot to edit it in, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think that's, again, it comes down to just, like, the dialogue with Bellamy and in general was just, like, it was a little bit, I don't know, he came across a little bit like, oh, I just want my sister back, like, kind of a bit missing Octavia and, I don't know, yeah. He was, and like scenes with him and Clark again, it was just like nothing really too interesting happened there. I feel like it was just wasn't my favorite part of the episode.
Yeah.
What?
I just really has nothing to do with the podcast.
Yeah, sure.
But,
what? Tell us. That's
good. My friend that I work with just. She's obviously got all her wedding photos coming, and she's messaged me one of them saying, I'm sorry, was my wedding offending you? And I'm about to show you the picture. I don't know if you can see it properly. I will send it to you, but I have the most disgusting look on my face.
Oh my God. Do you remember why you were like, was there some sort of thing that was...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm next to Alex, so we're probably bitching about someone or something. Oh, that's so good.
That is good.
Ah, good times.
There you go.
Oh, sorry, listeners.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Do you feel ready to rate this episode, or is there anything else you want to pick apart or pick up on?
No, I'm ready to. Right.
Oh, well, I did appreciate Nate's Assassin's Creed look this episode. He had like a hood and like a mask, you know, as a...
Yes.
Someone, yeah, he did look very cool. Anyway, that's the last thing.
He did look very cool.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I just saw the picture. Just like... his arms crossed, just like, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Good times, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you want to rate this? I'll let you go first.
I'm going to go for a... you know, Dioza really bumps this up, you know.
And the little Indra and Octavia moment.
Indra, Octavia, yes, that too. And seeing, like, Raven and, like, the, like, you know, the other gang members of the crew. I'm going to go for a solid 8.5.
Solid, yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a 9.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Ooh. I just thought there was a lot of little moments that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
In terms of character building and stuff.
It loses big time points for me because of the bloody worms.
The worms.
I didn't like it.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially pulling that out of Octavia's arm was like... Ugh! I was like, no thanks. Yeah,
she was odd.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
I would have been crying and screaming at that point.
Yeah, it's like that fucking scene in Stranger Things when Elle gets that thing in her leg and just
that was worse.
That was worse. Yeah,
but yeah, no, Octavia's just like, get it out of me, Clark. It's yeah, like, okay, yeah, she's doing it. Yeah. She's going she's as fast as she can. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
She needed to do that.
Just be there. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. You got this. You got this. You want crew. You got this. Don't worry, sweetheart. That's what I would be like.
That would have been like your role in Octavia's one crew is just like the hype person of just like,
I'm you the hype do girl.
This. Yeah, you're a hype girl.
You can do it. next episode though.
Yeah.
Is called Exit Wounds.
Ooh, okay. Well, exit wounds.
Yes.
In a real world means someone being shot and you can see where it's come out of, like what the exit wound is, sort of. So probably could be referring to like the wounds of Octavia's people and like them kind of recovering from being struck with this injuries of like all the people being killed and hurt. So like that could be it, but I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know. There's not much to go on that one. could also be not. Abby's story of figuring out what the fuck's going on with this illness. I don't know.
Yeah, but could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Get that fly out of here.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not really sure to go off on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. But yeah, we will find out next week.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, next week we'll be in person. No, we won't. No, week after next.
Week after.
Sorry. Week after that we'll be in person. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But yeah. Same time next week?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Well, until then, maybe life should be about more than just surviving.
And may we meet again next week.